This is the VOA Special English Agriculture Report. Back in the year 2000, big producers of poplar trees in the American Pacific Northwest needed help. Their hybrid poplars, nearly 10 years old, were under threat. Young insects were getting into the heartwood, weakening a tree and making it likely to break and fall. Small, newly planted trees were being killed. Two professors from Washington State University discovered that the threat was not from traditional poplar pests, but from a new one. Doug Walsh and John Brown found 95 western poplar clearwing moths in traps in a 4-week period in 2001. Then, during a 4-week period in 2002, they found more than 18,000 moths in traps placed in the same locations. Unlike most moths, this one is active during the day. As a defense, it can make itself look like a yellow jacket. It was a threat to 14,000 hectares of poplar planted in eastern Washington State and Oregon. The producers used 20,000 kilograms of a pesticide, Lorsban, in 2002 to try to control the outbreak. But that and other poisons failed to stop the moths. So, the professors asked for help from an expert at the University of California, Riverside. Years earlier, Jocelyn Miller had copied the sex pheromone of the clearwing moth. Pheromones produce chemical signals that animals and insects use to identify friends and enemies. Pheromones also attract the opposite sex. The Washington State team had used Jocelyn Miller's version of the pheromone in the traps. The researchers began treating poplars with the synthetic pheromone in 2003. The idea was to confuse male moths. They would sense the presence of females and not be able to find them, and that would interfere with reproduction. After the success of tests and improvements to the treatment, it won full approval from the United States Environmental Protection Agency. That was in 2006. Professor Brown says the synthetic pheromone is safe, so workers can re-enter a forest after a few hours. And only small amounts are needed, as little as 1 gram per 2.5 hectares. Professor Walsh says the treatment reduces clearwing moth populations quickly. Today, the population is under control, but preventive treatments continue. And that's the VOA Special English Agriculture Report, written by Geraldine Watson.